This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 23, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the low 50s. The Daily Item in Lynn is reporting that the Peabody School Committee and the Peabody Federation of Teachers have reached a tentative contract agreement. The agreement comes with increased compensation, additional training, and additional technology for teachers in the classroom. The teachers were planning a demonstration outside of the school committee meeting last night before that tentative agreement was reached. The Beverly City Council has signed off on a letter to Varian Medical Systems, strongly urging them to finally complete a three-decades-long cleanup of the contamination on the company's former property at Sawyer Road. Paul Layton of the Salem News says the draft letter was written by Councillor-at-Large Hannah Bowen, and the council has voted in support of the letter. In other news from Beverly, airport manager Gloria Bouillon has resigned, and the city is advertising for a new manager. The city-owned airport has seen an increase in takeoffs and landings over the past several years, and the Salem News has reported on noise complaints from neighbors of the airport. North Shore food pantries are seeing an increase in demand for their services. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that, for example, the Citizens Inn in Peabody and its pantry Haven from Hunger were serving 450 households a month in 2020. Now that number is over twice as large as before, as they now serve approximately 1,100 families a month. From all of us at MSONewsSports.com, we wish you a very safe and happy Thanksgiving. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics host the Mavericks tonight. The Bruins play tonight in Florida against the Panthers. Men's college basketball from last night. Gordon 102, Salem State 94 in overtime. Women's basketball, Gordon 83, Salem State 68, and Endicott beat Emerson 68-61. Men's college hockey, Salem State 5, Southern Maine 4. High school football today, it will be St. Mary's versus Austin Prep, 1:30 today at Fenway Park. This is St. Mary's coach, Sean Driscoll.
It's great for our kids. It's great for the school and the program. We knew we had the opportunity to play in Fenway Park a few months ago, and we kind of put it aside. And our goal was always to try to be in that final game in December, but we got there. I mean, that goal has been talked about since we lost in the semifinals last year. So it's great for the kids. Not too many teams to have an opportunity, one, to play at Fenway Park, but to do Fenway Park at Gillette back-to-back, I think is a great honor and something they'll always remember.
Other Wednesday Thanksgiving football today, Kip versus Lynn Tech at 6 at Manning Field in Lynn. And also at Fenway Park tonight, it's Malden and Medford at 7:30. For more Thanksgiving football coverage, check out our website for features and interviews. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.